Today, before I come to Seder HaLoisa, I'd like to talk about a few different topics in the sugya, rather than one long arichus. Before we get to the Gemara, I want to mention to you that the Gemara talks about Aseidah Chalosah Seh B'Shatnas and Tzitzis. Tosfos brings that by Big Day Kahuna is also an example of Aseidah Chalosah Seh. I think when we started this whole sugya, I told you that at the end, if someone asks you for a list of things that are Aseidah Chalosah Seh, you can be hard pressed to come with a lot of maskanis, a lot of havaminis, not so many maskanis. So Tzitzis and Shatnas is the easy one. Amila B'Tzaras was mentioned also. According to our Tosfos, Big Day Kahuna with Shatnas is also a case of Aseidah Chalosah. So here, the Shagas Aryeh in Simchav Tes asks that we know Aseidah Chalosah B'Idnei. Aseidah Chalosah when it's at the same time. When the Mitzvah Aseh is at the same time as the mitzvah loisa say. Here, you're going to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kayin is. He's going to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And he has to put on the Big Day Kahuna before he starts the avodah. Because it's not possible to do the avodah until after you put on the Big Day Kahuna. So, it's not B'idnei. The mitzvah, the mitzvah haseh you mekayim after you're already wearing it. When you go and you shech the animal, you spitz the blood, whatever it is that you're doing. The lois haseh you arrive as soon as you put it on. So it's not b'idnei. So it shouldn't be aseh deich lois haseh. It shouldn't go with the rule. And this is the Shagas Aryeh's kasha simachav tes. There are two terutzim, I think both of which were mentioned somehow over the time. If they have a teretz, what? So one teretz, which says in the Kuntres Achron of the Shagas Aryeh, is that wearing Big Day Kahuna is itself a mitzvah saseh. In the Minyan HaMitzvahs, there's a mitzvah to wear Big Day Kahuna. Now obviously, not a mitzvah to wear Big Day Kahuna in Brooklyn. It's a mitzvah to wear Big Day Kahuna when you're going to do the Avodah. But what? So maybe it's only when you're preparing to do the avodah, it's a mitzvah. You need to get there when it's a mitzvah. When you finish the avodah, you don't keep on wearing it. But anyway, whatever it is, the point is that there's a mitzvah. Wearing Big Day Kahuna when you're mechayiv to wear Big Day Kahuna is a mitzvah saseh by itself. That mitzvah saseh is daicha the lois saseh of klai. I think Taisus Loshin was mashma that way. Taisus Loshin in the fifth line of Taisus. I'm a re. Hasam nami b'shem da'asi asay the Big Day Kahuna v'dachi lav deklaim. Once you hear this, you look at the language. Asi asay the Big Day Kahuna v'dachi lav deklaim. Doesn't say asi asay the avoda. The asay of wearing Big Day Kahuna is daich the lav of klaim. So that stems very well with the Shagas Aryeh says in this teretz. That's one teretz. Second teretz in the original kasha. The other teretz is in the Turi Evan, which is also the Shagas Aryeh. You got Turi Evan on the Chagiga. He says another teretz, and that teretz goes back to the old rule, which we discussed twice. And that is that a hechsher mitzvah that's needed for a mitzvah, a hechsher mitzvah you have to do the mitzvah, is also part of a seita chalaisa say. Okay, a hechsher mitzvah you have, you can't do avoid the Big Day Kahuna unless you first put on the Big Day Kahuna. There has to be, you have to put on the Big Day Kahuna first. So if it has to be, something that has to be is included in Aseidah Chalosah Seh. The makor for that was the Ran in Bava Metzia, was the Mukiyasi B'Shem Aran above Metzia, Daf Lamed, I think it was. Remember, we had the case, the Gemara wants to say that a Kayin who sees an Aveda in a Beis HaKfaris, that it should be, it's a Havamin, it's not a Maskana, a Seyda Chalois, a Sey. The Mitzvah Hashanah Aveda is Decha the Isser of being the Tama. So the question is, how's it Decha? If you have a Kayin who wants to, there's an Aveda in a Beis HaKfaris, when he steps into the Beis HaKfaris to go get it, he's not doing the Asay yet. The Asay is when he returns it. So how could that be Asay Decha Lois Asay? Going into the Beis HaKfaris is not the Mitzvah Asay. So the Ran there said this Yisayd, that Asay Decha Lois Asay is even on a necessary preparation for the Mitzvah. Going into the Beis HaKfaris, you have to go get it in order to return it. So it's a necessary preparation. So the Hechsher Mitzvah of the Asay is also Deich Lelais Asay. The first Teres was that the Mitzvah Big Dekun is a separate Mitzvah Asay. The first Teres, what you said, is not only the real Asay is Deich Lelais Asay, not a Hechsher. But wearing Big Dekun is a separate Mitzvah Asay. That was the teretz. The hechsher. If you wear the big dekun, you have a mitzvah. Nafgamina will be a different hechsher mitzvah. If you have another case where you have a hechsher mitzvah that you need, whether it's daicha, the first teretz wouldn't hold that way. Now this teretz that a hechsher mitzvah of a hechsher of an asay is included in asay daicha lois asay applies to just about every case of asay daichalais asay that we ever discussed. You make a list, every single one you have to come on to this rap to say asay daichalais asay, because where do we have it? By shatnas, by tzitzis. We had it because of Taisus and Daf Tzadik. Taisus Daf Tzadik said you're not mekayim the asay when you put on the baguette, only afterwards. This is shot, and this is the first second you put it on. The mitzvah of tzitzis, Taisus said, is after it's on you already. So the kasha we asked our Taisus was, what are you talking about? That say has to be Dachin Alais say. If when you put it on, you're even shot, and you're not Makayim tzitzis, because we said tzitzis is a second later. So then what's the hetter to put it on? So we had to come on to the same teretz. That putting, in order to be Makayim tzitzis, you have to put it on. Putting it on is a hechsher to the mitzvah of having it on. So by tzitzis and shatnez, we had this yisayid, b'dekuna and shatnez, and the Gemara of Metzia. We had, I remember, seven places. And Mila b'tzaras, because Mila b'tzaras, we said, what's the aveira? When you cut off the arlo. Mal v'loi para, kilo loi mal. You don't have a mitzvah just for Mila. You have to be priya too. But still, since the milah is a necessary haschala of the mitzvah, there it's the guf ha-mitzvah, just haschala of the mitzvah, since it's needed, it's also daichad alayis asay, even though it's not a full kiyum of the asay. That's four, and where else do we have it? By nazir, or by mitzayra, who's either a nazir or a payas. So we said, when you cut off the first payah, you are mekayim the mitzvah asay yet of tagalachas. Tagalachas is when you cut off everything. And when you cut off one, you didn't do the mitzvah yet. So who was it? Someone said it's talking that he only has one payah left. The big daichit says the Gemara is talking he only has one payah left. So we said, like the Ran, it's very geschmack, because it's a necessary preparation. I think we counted as two. Tagalachas of nazan, tagalachas of payah. And then the seventh case we had, it was Puravu. Taisus wants to say that Puravu should be Deich the Isser of being Bayo Shifcha. And Taisus asked, Chati Evachasi Beshifcha, came a Kai Puravu. Chati Evachasi Bechari, he came a Kai Puravu. Because he can't marry Lisa Shifcha in Yachal. Lisa Ben Yisrael in Yachal. So he can't marry anybody. So Taisus asked, let him marry a Shifcha. What's the issue to marry a shifcha? La yekadesha. So it's a laugh. I say the chalai, say puravu should be daicha. So we asked that the tchilas bia is already an aveira. And normally, you know, we can't become pregnant from tchilas bia, only from saif bia. So how are you allowed to do tchilas biya because of a seder chalaisa say? If you only have an aseh but a seif biya, how are you allowed to do tchilas biya? So we said the same yisayid, the rad yisayid. And yet needed in the mitzvah is good enough to be included in aseh der chalaisa.
First of the kind for
Rebu? What?
First of the kind for Rebu, the shifl?
Is he Mekayim Pur Ravu with the Shivcha Pashtus? Yes, if you Mekayim even with a guy.
Pasuk says, Tiyo Adina, or make a drasha that a child from a Shivcha doesn't have love from Ravu.
But doesn't it say that if he has a child, when he's evident a Shivcha, when it's evident a Shivcha, he has children, then he's Neshtachar, then it's a Kiyim Pur Ravu, what he did already. So, from the name of the Tesis Kash, it seems that way. That is that way. What?
Yivum
b'chayv elavim also tchilas bia and seif bia. Okay, if seif is the mitzvah, then Tosfos said seif is the mitzvah. Tosfos daf chav probably. So we have eight cases. Every case of a say doichol loisa say seems to have to come on to the rat because it's not mamish in the same second of bitnei. It around. So how are we going to remember this round? Every case you have to come on to the round.
All the cases are really the first part of
You're right. In the round's case, it's mamash hechsher mitzvah. In these cases, it's the beginning of the mitzvah, but it's not the whole mitzvah. So it's different. But still, we could have used the same kasha. That when you do the meal of the tzaras, you saying asay decholaisa, say you don't have the asay bitnei. So I guess you could ask the kasha. Yeah. What?
The
middle of bitnei. It's true. All these cases, mm-hmm. Even the takalachas, unless the mitzvah takalachas is the last 2 years. But certainly mila and puravu. Tchilas bi is part of the mitzvah by yibum. So is it a hechsher or is it part of the mitzvah? By mila, I agree, it's part of the mitzvah for sure. Tchilas bi, what else? By the other cases that we said, putting on a big day kahuna. It's only a hechsher mitzvah for the avayder. But that's only it proves that it's a hechsher. It doesn't prove that it's a kiyum. By mila b'tzaras, you're right. Once you finish, the mitzvah started by the meal. You make the bracha before the meal. By here, I think the Sheikh Asari said it, the mitzvah is wearing it, not putting it on, you can make the bracha yifti. Alright, anyway, so it's an important round. I don't have to try to remember it for a good time. If we can hazard a few more times, maybe you'll remember it. Okay, so that's Big Day Kahuna. That's the first Nakuda I wanted to discuss. Second, the Gemara now is looking for a Yafusa. Back to the Gemara. Gemara wants to learn how to say is Dechalos Yisei Sheish Pekaris. That's the next piece of the Gemara. The Gemara wants to learn it from Mila, from Tamid, and from Pesach. By Mila, I asked a question yesterday. I asked you that a Mila is Dechalos Shabbos because of a Sei Dechalos Yisei. Why is a Mila Shalei Bismana not Dechalos Shabbos? Bishlam is exeris hakasavar, exeris hakasav. But if it goes with the regular rule that I say doichaloi sasei, so the question I asked yesterday was why don't we say mila shaloi bizmana is also doichashavis? Say should be doichaloi sasei. So why did we say yesterday? It's efshalamachar efshalakayim shnei. We could do it tomorrow. I think it's Rabbi Chanan said. Rabbi Chanan said, because you could do it tomorrow. I say it's not Dechalai, I say because you could do it tomorrow. So Bishlam, the mitzvah of the eighth day, the mitzvah of Dimimal on the eighth day, that you can't do tomorrow. You can only do that on the eighth day. The mitzvah to do a Mila Bechlal, the general mitzvah of Mila, that you can do any day. So it's Efshalom Achar, even though you're supposed to do it as soon as you can. Rambam's lashon is every day that passes, you don't do it. You mevatel an asay. Nevertheless, Rabbi Chanan, that was Rabbi Chanan Siman Zayin Ois Gimel, said it's efshalom achar. Now, exactly the same question you could ask on Tamid. Why is Tamid Daicha Shabbos? The Gemara is saying, Because an asay is dechalais asay. So why isn't a carbon yachid dechashabbos? I want to bring my own oilas nadava. That's not dechashabbos, right? The only as dechashabbos is a shabbos dika carbon. My nadava, my oilas yachid, is not dechashabbos. Why is it not dechashabbos? If I say dechalais asay, it should be decha. So Mechanan says you have to say in the same teretz, it's efshalomacher. Any mitzvah I could do tomorrow, why should I do it today? Bis, or I could do it tomorrow. I don't have to bring my nedava today, I can bring it tomorrow. It's efshalomacher. Okay, so this is by Prismila, or in this case of a carbon yachid, that we have to say because it's efshalomacher. Not chorus every day, I say every day. So it's chorus only b'sayf yavam, remember? Remember, so yavam and I say every day. The right is a chorus every day.
The more says they come enough from meat, they come enough from Pesach, but Pesach is chorus. That's why it's there. Once the right is one, it's
there. First. Mila shaloi bezmana. According to the Rav, you have Karis right away. So why did the Gemara say Karis right away by Mila? Mila Shalai Bizman should be Decha Shabbos. Why? Because I say Shesh Bekaris and Allah says Shesh Bekaris. Mila says Shesh Bekaris, should be Decha Allah says Shesh Bekaris. Shalai Bizman. Again, we're going to have to take this Efshalom Achar. I think the Rav is might if you end up being a malad that there's no Sakaris. You know, it's somehow Machaper, it's Chapel on Afreya, I don't know how it works exactly. Like a Tashulman. Okay, let's move on to Tamid. Talk a little about Tamid. Tamid, what's Tamid? The carbon you bring every twice a day, Tamash HaShachris, Tamash HaBein Arbayim, including Shabbos. On Shabbos you bring the carbon tamid in the morning, you bring the carbon tamid in the afternoon, and it's a malacha on Shabbos, and it's Deicha Shabbos, so we want to learn how to say Deicha Lais HaSei from the carbon tamid. So the Beis HaLevi has two kashas on this. The Beis HaLevi Simen Lamed Ches, Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Ches. So one kasha he asks in his Gimel. He asks that the carbon is Hutra on Shabbos. Carbon Tomet on Shabbos is Hutra. It's not Hutra. Brings a Gemara in Yuma Mem Hei that says that it's Hutra. So it can't be out to say Dechalai Sasei. Whatever the Hezber is, it's not a say Dechalai Sasei. Sadech alayseh is hutcha. And there we understand from the Gemara that it's hutcha legamri. Beis HaLevi is the second kasha. Nois dalet, that kasha is nois gimel. Nois dalet, he asks, how could you learn from the carbon tamid that a sadech alayseh say, shani carbon tamid shemitzvaseh bekach? The carbon tamid, it's mitzvah say bekach, this is the tzuras ha-mitzvah. The tzuras ha-mitzvah is the shechted every single morning. So we can't learn from an asay dechalais say that's mitzvah say bekach to a case that's not mitzvah say bekach, let's say yibum. The mitzvah of yibum, it's not mitzvah say bekach to marry an erva. It's mitzvah say bekach to marry a sister-in-law. A sister-in-law, attack yibum, learn asay dechalais say from a sister-in-law. That's mitzvah say bekach, that's the same. Happens to be bita in this case. That's the case. Say the chalais of a yibum is if your sister happens to be a daughter. So you want to learn how to say the chalais to say from tamid, and from there to yibum of your own daughter. How can you learn one from the other? The carbon tamid mitzvasei bekach. When the Torah was given, it obligated shchitas tamid on Shabbos. There's no way out of it because the Torah said you bring a tamid every day. It's mitzvah sevikah. That's the way the mitzvahs of Ekesh do. Yibum on your daughter doesn't have to be. It's only if it happens to be that your daughter marries your brother and your brother dies without children. So then she falls to your yibum. It's only hechatimtzu. So how could you learn a say doich aloysev and something that's mitzvasei bekach, that the Torah shtela avet such a chiyuv, to something that just comes up that way? It's a mitzvah that came out that way. How can you learn from the other? Tosis at the beginning, at the top of Dalai Lama Aleph, said that by tzitzis you could do it in a hetedik way, without pishta. So that's not called mitzvah sebekah. Now by the Talmid, what are you going to say? You could do it during the weekdays. You could do it during the week. What do you mean the Torah meant only during the week? I love Shabbos for Shabbat. I tell him on Shabbos too. You see, the difference is that the Oilas Tamid must come out on Shabbos. When Torah is given, it has to come out on Shabbos. It's not like Yibum or even Tzitzis. Tzitzis doesn't have to come out to be Shabbos. It's possible to live your whole life and never have a beggar of Pishta that needs woolen Tzitzis. It's possible to kind of mitzvah different ways. Here, it's taka true, you could do a carbon tamid on Sunday through Friday. But when the Torah was given, it was already a vekeshtel that you have to do it, mitzvasei bekach, you must bring a carbon tamid on Shabbos. The mitzvah is every single day. Oila Shabbos b'Shabbat refers to the tamid. So you have to do it on Shabbos. So even though you're right, you could do the oila tamid during the week, but it's a vekeshtel. How can you learn from the carbon oila to other asay the chalais asay the oilas and sasivika? What? Oil Shabbos b'Shabbat is the Talmud, the Gemara Darshans. That's the way the Gemara Darshans that's the Shabbos. Mila mitzvah sivikach. Does it have to come out that there'll be a Mila on Shabbos? What? On a weekday. The taina though could be that since in the world there have to be children born every day, then theoretically it doesn't have to be. So the Gemara says, see, the Rishayim used to schedule, it used to be that people gave birth to the day on the due dates. So people used to be bile in a way that they calculated it shouldn't come out of Shabbos, their birth. The question is that that's Chassidim Rishayim, is that the whole world? I don't know. Is Mila B'Shabbos Mitzvasei Bekach? Then what? The Gemara calls Mila B'Shabbos Mitzvasei Bekach. Tzitzis? Tzitzis says it's not Mitzvasei Bekach. No. What taste is that? Alright, Beis Halevi is this kasha by Tamid. The Tamid on Shabbos is mitzvah sebekach. What? You must sometimes fall out on your dalet. Why? It just falls out. We have to still say that it doesn't have to fall out, because by the time it was saying it has to fall out on Shabbos as part of the mitzvah. What? In theory, Pesach doesn't have to fall out ever on Shabbos. The mice, of course, is going to fall out sometime, but it doesn't have to. So that's not called Mitzvah Sebekah. Just like Tzitzis on the Dan Pishtan, not Mitzvah Sebekah. Tamid has to fall out on Shabbos because it misses every day. Alright, what the Beis Halevi learns is that the Gemara is not learning it out of Shritas HaTamid. He learns that this Gemara is learning Asay Dechalois Asay out of Sreifa Satamid, out of the burning of the carbon Tamid. And the halacha is, you're allowed to burn the Eivarim of the Karban Tamid throughout the next night. I think everybody knows we daven Shachris Keneged Tamid Shal Shachris, Mincha Tamid Ben Arbayim, and Arvis Keneged the burning of the Eivarim at night. The burning of Eivarim of the Karban Tamid Ben Arbayim could be done a whole night. So it's Shabbos. You brought the Karban Tamid. From the Shechita, we're not going to learn anything. That's Mesosin. Now comes time to burn the Eivarim. L'chayra. You should wait till after Shabbos. You should wait till after Shabbos. But why should you burn on Shabbos be'isser? Wait till after Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. That it's a b'dievet to burn it at night. And that you're supposed to burn it by day. And the Gemara has a hekesh to allow hashloim kolav to show the Shabbos for Shabbat. Gemara learns out of a hekesh that it's day for Shabbos. So the Gemara says that even though you're allowed to burn Eivarim by night, but the mitzvah is to burn it by day. L'chatchila is supposed to burn it by day. By tefilas arvis rishus, you don't have to have Eivarim at night to burn. Shachas and mitzvah you have to have. Arvis, you don't have to be Eivarim to burn at night. Most of the time they weren't Eivarim to burn at night. Because Chaviva Mitzvah B'shaita, you try to burn it right away. Memela Zokta Beis HaLevi, the limud of this Gemara is not from Shechitas HaTamid, which is Mitzvah Sebekak, which has to be on Shabbos, but from Haktaras Eivarim, which are allowed to be during the week, but it's a Chavivis to do it by day. The Chavivis is enough to be day for Shabbos. So that I say, Dachalaisa say, we learn to call it Tarakut. No, the mitzvah say of burning is the Dachalaisa say. It's not called Efshel Kaim Shneyem because of Chavivis HaMitzvah. What really the Beis HaLevi is doing is having it both ways. It's not called Mitzvah Sebekach, but it's still called that it's the Efshel Kaim Shneyem. The Torah separated by that. What? So from Zuzu Salon I wouldn't. The Beis HaLevi brings a hekesh to El Shabbos Shabbat to Akhtara that teaches us you could do the Akhtara by day. Once you have a limud, from that we're going to learn out. I say the chalaisis. Without a limud, you're right. The fact that Shabbos is a lav sheish by skila. So who mentions? Did somebody mention? Was it Taisus that mentioned? Somebody mentioned that Shabbos is skila. No, is it? The bottom Taisus was it? Yeah, near the bottom of Taisus. Yibu lekel amelach b'shabbos. The b'shabbos he kaskila. I'll have to see three lines on the bottom of the bottom Taisus. Taisus you can't learn from yibu to Shabbos because Shabbos is skila. Maybe Taisus doesn't say the other way around. Taisus doesn't say your saying is that we shouldn't speak out. You're saying that since. What? Taisus is saying the reverse. You're saying that what? That since Shabbos is skila. So you're making it better, actually. Okay. Okay, so that's true. Okay. So again, what's the Beis HaLevi's yisoid? This Gemara, when it says Tamid, doesn't mean shechting the Tamid, it means burning the Eivarim of the Tamid. And the Eivarim of the Tamid you burn at night. Other Eivarim you don't burn at night. It's going to be the Evid. Although other Eivarim, let's say someone brings in a Dava by day. You have to burn it by day. Olea hashleim kola karbanes kulam. The Tamid has to be, everything has to be finished when you bring the Tamid. The other Eivarim you're not supposed to burn at night. We talk about burning Eivarim a whole night. We're talking about burning the Eivarim of the carbon Tamid. That's it. Of course, if there'll be other karbanes and they neglect it to burn it, you will burn it at night. But everything else is supposed to burn by day. By the Tamid, you can burn it by night. And that, you're still allowed to do on Shabbos. And that's a Seder Chalais to say. It's not Mitzvah Sebekach. And there we learn out a Seder Chalaisa Seder. That's how the Beis HaLevi learns the Gemara. Oh, so he answers the Kasha, and he explains, because what was the first Kasha? The Tamid is Hutra. So he says, Shchitas Tamid is Hutra. Haktara is only Hutra. Haktara, he says, is only Hutra. He explains a Geder, if you want to look at it. He explains a Geder of what it means, this is Hutra and this is Hutra. The Lamai said that was his first Kasha. His first Kasha was that Shchitas Tamid is Hutra. So he's answering, yeah, Shchitas Tamid is Hutra. We're not learning from Shchitas Tamid. Shchitas Tamid is B'tzasi B'ka. We're learning it out of the burning of Eivar.
Did it come in
Tamid
before the mark of Eivar? Or is it to consider that some water coming Tamid before the mark of Eivar? Or is it just
Shchitas Tamid?
Yeah.
For the mark of Eivar of the previous Karbanis?
Well, no, of the Karban Tamid. No, I was not before he finished the burning of Tamid. Saying that the thing about the Shlom Sanctuary here in Cleve also earlier. Yeah, you burn the whole thing. So
you burn the whole
island. It's up to carbon time, not until the whole thing is burned.
But no, the halachi is if you do zrika and it gets lost, it doesn't get burnt. You still have it. You don't have to bring a new one. Zrika, there's a little rule that says zrika mechaperes, where I remember. Zrika mechaperes, that once you do zrika, whatever happens, doesn't matter. If you don't do zrika, it's a problem. The Beis HaLevi, by changing this Gemara from the Shechita of the Tavid to the Haktara, gains to answer Taisis Kasha. Taisis Umikulu. Taisis Umarasal Umikulu Nami. Taisis Akasha. Vim Taimar Vinayla from Shakabonis the Dafi Shabbos. Kedashidim Perkei Tzatzaylam Mabaya Maybe Mayadai. Efilo Imer Shtelech. Taisis Akasha. Taisis asks, then let's learn, why is the Gemara say Tamid? Say Omer, Shtei Alechem, say other things that you bring on Yom Tif. Why do they only say Tamid in the Gemara? Basically, he says, Taisis Teres is a Taichi, Taisis Tadir. Shtei Alechem is Tadir, Omer is Tadir, it's once a year. So the Beis HaLevi, according to what I'm saying, it's good. We're not learning from the Shechita, in the case of the Omer, from the mitzvahs that have to be done that day. That's mitzvah seibekach. We're learning from the haktara. It's only the carbon tamid. Everything else, the haktara has to be done that day. Olea hashleim kol hakarbanis kula. By the time you bring the tamid, you have to mash them all the karbanis, except for the carbon pesach, that's an exception. But everything else has to be finished. Olea hashleim kol hakarbanis kula. So tezkash, you learn it from the Omer Shtei Alechem. It's not shver. It's not the Beis HaLevi. Because we're only learning from something where you have a chelik of the mitzvah. It's not mitzvah say b'kach davka Shabbos, and it's still davka Shabbos. But to learn it from Omer Shtei Alechem, which is mitzvah say b'kach, that he says not. Okay, now if you can say Omer Shtei Alechem is mitzvah say b'kach on Shabbos, it'd be different than what he said before. See, theoretically, you could also never come out on Shabbos. Alright, Akoponim, this is the Beis HaLevi's Yisoid that will learn Tamid in the Gemara means Haktar. Okay, so I said I want to touch a few topics. So we touched on Bigdei Kuhuna, the Ranzi Yisoid, which we're going to try to remember, and the Kasha we had yesterday on Mila, the Machanat Teretz, and Tamid. Okay, one more topic before Kibbut Aveim, and that's the next line of the Gemara. Gemara says, Mamila v'Tamid sheken yeshnai lefnei hadibur. The Gemara says that Mila and Tamid are more chashiv because they existed before Har Sinai. Mila, I guess, refers to the fact that Avraham Avinu was mitzvah in Mila. And Karban Pesach was certainly lifnei hadivur. Yes, the Gemara says, "I'll leave the man Yama Elishkiri Yisrael b'mid, but let's tell it happened that the Tumah was also lifnei hadivur." So, what's the Gemara saying? That all Mila, Tamid, and Pesach were all lifnei hadivur. Mila Tamina Pesach. Well, Pesach is the easy one. Pesach David Sovet Mitzrayim. Tamid, I'm not sure how exactly we know Tamid. Ayla Shikru Sova Midbar. How do you know they were Sova? Maybe they voluntarily brought an Ayla. They Yalu Aylas. How do you know they were Sova? They did a lot of mitzvahs before it was given, no? How do you know? Not sure how you know. Okay. But the Gemara says these three were Lefnei HaDibur. The Kasha is, what are we learning? Asay of Mila Pesach Tavid is Deicha Lais Asay of Shabbos. Was Shabbos Lefnei HaDibur? Or was Shabbos Lefnei HaDibur? Anybody know? What? Mara. Shabbos was also Lefnei HaDibur. If Shabbos was also Lefnei HaDibur, so what's going on in the Gemara? Gemara is saying, you can't learn how to say Deicha Lais Eishes Bekaris from here. Here the Asay is Lefnei HaDibur, that's why it's so strong. It's Deicha Lais Asay. What do you mean? Here the Lais Asay was also Lefnei HaDibur. If an Asay Lefnei HaDibur is Deicha Lais Eishes Bekaris Lefnei HaDibur, then I say Shachar HaDibur should be called Deicha Lais Eishes Bekaris Shachar HaDibur. That's exactly the same. No? You're both Lefnei HaDibur. Shabbos is Lefnei HaDibur, just like the other ones are Lefnei HaDibur.
So what?
So what's the Pircha? The Gemara is a Pircha. You want to learn how to say Deicha Lais Eishes Bekaris from the fact that Pesach, Mila, and Tamid are Deicha Shabbos. No. Maybe those three are Deicha Shabbos because those three are Choshev because they're Lefnei HaDibur. That's why. But somebody that's not Lefnei HaDibur, how do you know? So I'll tell you, what are you talking about? Those three are Lefnei HaDibur, and the Deicha Shabbos, which is also Lefnei HaDibur. So if in Asay, that's Lefnei HaDibur, is Deicha Lais Asay Shalefnei HaDibur, then in Asay Sha'achar HaDibur, should be Deicha Lais Asay Sha'achar HaDibur. I should still be able to learn it out. Right, but now we want to learn out from Beinayu, from Pesach, Mila, and Tavid all together. Oh, it's the same, the Shabbos is Karis, I mean. You could say the same thing before. Then Mal is Shabbos. Then it's also Karis. So the Kasha is asked. That Shabbos is also Karis. That, you're right, the same cash is there too. The cash is taki asked. To remember. But right, it doesn't take away from this cash. Tomorrow's Lefnei HaDibur. What?
The Karis
was
also
Lefnei HaDibur, or just Tibur? Cash to see right. So what you're saying, Shabbos, the Karis was not Lefnei HaDibur.
Let's say it was
Lefnei HaDibur. So which cash do you want to answer with that? Being, but you have to say that those three essays are Deicha Shabbos because my Shabbos is aimed by Karis. I say Deicha Lais Asay Shabbos, the Karis came later. It's good teretz, huh? good teretz. Shabbos Lefnei HaDibur was not a Karis. You want to learn a Karis. Oh, I wanted to speak out. Was
it's also no chorus.
What?
There's no chorus back over the rest of the time.
That's fine. But we so that's no problem. So you mean the Gemara's Pircha?
It's equal to Shabbos. The chorus of Pesach is after Malapesach.
Therefore, the Pircha of Malapesach Shekin Chorus, you mean? The Gemara is a Pircha. Malapesach Shekin Chorus.
No, anything
like
Shabbos. Shabbos, of course, is after, so also Pesach
after. Good. So that's good. So it's not Shver. No, so why did the Gemara say Mal Pesach Shekin Karis? Gemara said Mal Pesach Shekin Karis. Come back to the first question. First question was that those three are Lefnei HaDibur, Shabbos also Lefnei HaDibur. So what he's saying is, let's see, if we're going to learn out Pesach, Mila, and Tamid, the Deicha Shabbos, so if you can learn it out from Lefnei HaDibur, so it's Deicha Shabbos, but that everything's not Karas. After the Dibur, then everything is Karas. So you should be able to learn from here that I say Deicha Lai Seyesh Karas, because it's Deicha Shabbos. The Gemara says those three Be'etzem existed beforehand, so they're Mochashev. So Shabbos Be'etzem existed beforehand, it's Mochashev. So as we're saying, what you're saying is not Tanakh Teres. Because Manavshach, before Matan Torah, all four of them were no Karas. Right. But we should still be able to learn out that after Matan Torah, those three are Deicha Shabbos, which has Karas. I'm going to say those three are special, they existed beforehand. Shabbos existed beforehand, just like those three existed beforehand. We want to learn out from after Matan Torah. We're just saying those three have a Hashimus, they existed beforehand. But the way they existed beforehand, Shabbos also existed beforehand. Okay. And the Beis HaEitzer, he has a Shtikal Torah. That's a separate discussion. What happened at Mara? Klai Yisrael were given Sham Sam Lai Chayko Mishpat, says the Pasuk. Klai Yisrael were given how many mitzvahs at Mara? Anybody know? Everyone says three, right? The Lashna Gemara is that I think it's Sanhedrin on Hay, I think. The Gemara says that at Mara they were given 10 mitzvahs, the Sheva mitzvahs B'nai Nayach, plus three more. Nunvav, Hashem. Says Yud mitzvah, Nunvav and Sanhedrin. Yud mitzvahs nistavu b'mara, the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei nayach, plus three more, which three? So, Shabbos, and the way Rashi brings it, paraduma, there's different precise in Rashi, and kibbut aveim. In Mara, they were given Shabbos, paraduma, kibbut aveim. Pash p'shan and Rashi, paraduma, because they have to be tar when they came to the Mount Tyre. So Shabbos Paraduma Kibbut Aveim, they were given by Mara. The Beis HaEitzer, Rabbi Yosef Engel, learns that those three mitzvahs were given together mitzvahs B'nai Nayach. Just like the Sheva mitzvahs B'nai Nayach were given to B'nai Nayach. Those three mitzvahs are given to Klal Yisrael together B'nai Nayach. In other words, they had to keep Shabbos together B'nai Nayach. They had to... Paraduma began there. They kibbut aveim began b'nei nayach. They were temporarily given mitzvahs, not as ben Yisrael. We know Matan Torah was like a geiris. At that time, they didn't have kedushas Yisrael. They were given those three mitzvahs together as ben nayach. To say they were b'nei nayach, they were the children of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, that yichus Yisrael, missing kedushas Yisrael. So they were not full yidden. Those three mitzvahs they got at that point before him. Memela, he says, it's not shver that this is not Yeshmei Lefnei Adibor. Karban Pesach is Yeshmei Lefnei Adibor. It was a Klal Yisrael mitzvah l'dairis that was given. The Shabbos mitzvah l'dairis was not a Mara. If you take out a Sefer HaChinuch, he counts Shabbos from Aser Sedibris. Pesach, he counts from before. Mila, he counts from before. Mila is mitzvah number two. The mitzvah of Mila and Pesach were Lefnei Adibor to Klal Yisrael. The mitzvah of Shabbos that was Lefnei Adibur was not a Klal Yisrael that mitzvah. It was a mitzvah to B'nai Nayach. B'nai Nayach who had Yichus Yisrael. The children of Yitzchak and Yaakov that were not yet B'nai Yisrael, didn't have Kedush Yisrael, they got the mitzvah there. So the Beis HaEitzel learns that you can't learn from Mara, that's not called Lefnei Adibur. Because that wasn't the Klal Yisrael Dika mitzvah that was given Lefnei Adibur. Now this fits well with the Aruch Lener that I like to quote. The Aruch Lener says that a ger that's Megayer and has a bris but didn't go to the mikveh yet. Right, we discussed once before that every ger has milah first and tefillah second. Until the bris heals, you can't go to the mikveh. So what do you do in that Shabbos between the milah and the tefillah? So the Aruch Lener says the minig is you keep Shabbos, even though guy can't keep Shabbos. So the way we understood that is that after Bris Milah he has Yichus Yisrael, but not Kedushas Yisrael. He's like Klai Yisrael B'mara. Klai Yisrael B'mara got one mitzvah, Shabbos, for three mitzvahs more. They added. So that's why Shabbos, even though God doesn't keep Shabbos, but someone who's on the way to being a Yid could keep Shabbos. So this is the Mahalach of the Aruch Haner. There's a Shaila Meshuv who says it, and the Beis HaEitzer, that Mara they were mitzvah al Spenei Nayach. I should mention there are others who learn not like that. That Mara, that was a Klai Yisrael, the Ketzava. You all know that on Shabbos we add the word Ba'ava to Shemini Esrei. Right? We add the word Ba'ava, which when Yom Tov is, we don't say, when Yom Tov is Shabbos, then we add it. Very strange thing. God loves us more on Shabbos than on Yom Tov. On Shabbos we add Ba'ava and not Yom Tov. But the answer is that all the mitzvahs are given with Kafalei and Hakagigas, were given with Yira. The mitzvahs at Mara were given by Ahava. Just Ahava. There was no Kafalei and Hakagigas. The mitzvahs at Mara were given straight by Ahava. And that's why we say B'Ahava on Shabbos, Shachali, Yantav Shachalis B'Shabbos, but not Stam Yantav. Stam Yantav, the mitzvah, Titein Lanu B'Ahava, it was given by Ahava, but with Yira also. Mashiach Shabbos, which was purely, see how much Shabbos is there, was given by Ahava. Okay, also, and again, I don't remember the Maror Mokim, it might be Rav Odram, Taichus Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvayisa V'tzivanu, every mitzvah we say, Mashiach Kedishanu B'mitzvayisa V'tzivanu, Al Mitzvah Al-Mitzvah Lulev, Al Matilas Yadayim, Al Tikir Shaifer, whatever we say, Hashmi Eskal Shaifer, whatever bracha we say Hashem Kiddushanu B'mitzvaysav Itzivanu. So there they teach Kiddushanu B'mitzvaysav that it goes on Mara. Hashem Kiddushanu B'mitzvaysav in Mara, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael Kedusha through mitzvahs. Vitzivanu plus at Har Sinai we got a mitzvah Vitzivanu Al Matilas Luluv, Hashmi Eskal Shaifer. So there too, the assumption of the Mefarshei HaTefillah is that Mara was a Klal Yisrael de Kedim, not like this Beis HaEitzer. There was a Klal Yisrael de Hashem Kedishanu Mitzvayisa. Right, and by Kiddush we don't say Vitzibana, right? Shabbos Vayisa V'ratzabana. Because Shabbos was given by Mara. Not say Vitzibana. Shabbos Vayisa, we don't say Vitzibana. But on every mitzvah we say Vitzibana. Mara was Kedushan Mitzvaysa, Vitzivanu was at Hasina. So we have to mention Hasina. So Akoponim is this difference of opinion as to whether it's Mara is included in Lufnei HaDibur. I think in the Seres HaDibris, in the second Seres HaDibris, it says, Akein Tzivcha Hashem Alakech Vasis is a Shabbos. So Tzivcha refers to Mara. It says Kabbis Vichasimecha Kasha Tzivcha Hashem Lakecha. Rashi says Afal Kibraim the Stabba B'Mara. So the Kibra Ve'im, which we're going to have next, is also a Mara Dikud. Okay, so these are, as I said, four Nikudis we have to do with the Sugya. Now let me just tell you what the main famous part of this next piece of Gemara has to do with Inyani Kibra Ve'im. We'll discuss a few inyanim. There's a Rabbi Kiva Eger here, which is also pretty famous. I should look up. But the main nidain in this sugya, it's a machloikis rishainim and achrainim and paiskim, had to come out lahalacha lemaisa on the following shayla, and it all is gebayt on four words in this next gemara by Kibra Ve'im. The shayla is: Your father tells you, I want a coffee. You're mechuyiv min haTorah to make him a coffee. Kibra ve'aim, what's mechabdai? Machileyu, mashkeyu, machnisai, maitziyai. If your father says, pick me up at the airport, or pick me up from the hospital, that's a mitzvah deraisa. You're mechuyiv to go, even in the middle of the night, 2 a.m. Your father says, you know, I have a coffee, I don't have any milk. You're mechuyiv to go up and get a milk and bring him milk. That's a mitzvah deraisa. What happens if your father says, I'm hungry, cook me a steak. Broil me a steak. So instead of broiling a steak, or starting to broil him a steak, you'd rather go to the corner and buy him a steak, a broiled steak from the restaurant, and bring it. Assuming it tastes just as good. No difference. But your father said, no, I want you to cook it for me. Are you mechuyev to do it the way your father wants? Or maybe a more shchiyatik case. Your father says, I need a milk. I want you to buy the milk at Friedman's on 13th Avenue. It's 6 cents cheaper. You don't have time for 6 cents. You'd rather go to the corner and buy the milk. But your father says, no, go buy it on 13th Avenue. Are you mechuyev to listen to your father and go do it? You know, when you grow up, everyone teaches you whatever your father says. You have to do it. It's a good thing to listen to your father. He's usually right anyway. But we're talking now what the tzuras ha-mitzvah of Kibbut Av Ve'Em is. I would think, the Gemara says, Kaveda Savicha, Ketzad, Machileyu, Machilei, Malbishai, Leitziai, Machnisai. Your father needs a ride, you can't tell him, I'll send someone else. You have to do it. But if your father says, buy it here, I'm not going to have to go buy it there. Maybe I could go buy it wherever I want. If my father says, cook it, I have to cook it, someone else cook it. The cooking is not the mitzvah, the mitzvah is machilayu mashkeyu. In Svara, I would think such a thing. Now look at the Gemara, which we're going to learn Yitzhak Shem tomorrow. Gemara says, by Kibbut Av Ve'Em, it's true, Sarta Chamina Tesi mi Kibbut Av Ve'Em. The Tanya, Yochli Yekibbut Av Ve'Em Shabbos, Tanya Shurim Tiro, Meshoy Tishmaru, Kuchay Avon Kvaydi, My love, the Omar lay, the father said to the son, Shchaitli basheli. The father said to the son, Shecht for me and cook for me. I don't think you're allowed to cook on Shabbos. Kamash Molod, no. The Gemara seems to be saying that basheli is a kiyum of Kibbut Av Ve'Em. That's the words of the Gemara. Basheli is a kiyum. You'll see Taisus, the bottom Taisus is bothered by this. Taisus doesn't learn that way. But the Rashba does learn that way. So we have to go through this. If you want, Ma'ar Mekaymis, in Hilchas Kibbut Av Ve'Em, which I believe is Simin Reish Mem in Yerideya, the last sif of Simin Reish Mem has a halacha. It talks there about listening to your parents when they tell you who to marry, which I think that's the one din in Kibbut Av Ve'Em everybody knows, right? And you don't have to listen to them. You may not have to listen. Why not? The Gra there, I think, brings two reasons. One is the Rashba and Asugya. It's all tied together in this whole discussion, so that tomorrow we're going to deal just with that. If it's a show, give it a name.